And then like insurance, because they only insure like 5 years after they retire, compared to the NFL, I mean NBA and MLB, they got lifetime.
NBA and but you got to think it's a players run league for the NBA and MLB. Because they can actually, there's a face behind it. It's not enough faces in the NFL. Like, yeah, you got your, a few people like Odell and shit like that, that you see them with their helmet off and they're marketable, but the average player isn't marketable. Like, nobody. That boy Justin Jefferson smiling, receiver smiling, cornerback smiling, D lineman smiling, O lineman smiling, tight end smiling, quarterback smiling.
Not tight ends.
Yes, they are.
Kelsey said he is underpaid.
He is underpaid. Yeah. He going to get his money on the back end. That's the whole point. He know he going to get his money being. Yeah. Yeah, facts. Same thing Tom Brady was doing with Gronk. Hey, we going to make this bread. But they going to get those TV deals. Kelsey's probably going to get a TV. I think he already has one with his brother. Yeah, like. I don't know if he will.
He should be. He's the most valuable,
It'd probably be Justin Jefferson. It'd probably be Justin Jefferson. That's going to be the highest.
Is Justin Jefferson marketable enough?
Hell yeah. Nigga was doing the gritty. And then he's still young.
I feel like Kelsey would be more valuable than.
He is. I'm just thinking.
I feel like we're talking about like. A receiver that could be the most marketable, I would say it would probably Odell. He probably, if he didn't get hurt, he would probably be the most marketable receiver.
Yeah, but Odell like touched the end of his career.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like
I'm thinking young, like young, marketable, that would be Justin Jefferson. Okay. Low kids hitting the greedy and shit. They could be hitting
but
his
that's not even technically that's really not even technically his trademark. That's like an LSU thing. Because all the LSU receivers do that shit. Like, I don't know.
Little nigga just see Justin Jefferson and fucking Ja'Marr Chase hitting that hoe. Them two niggas.
Yeah, that's
information,
man.
Exactly. They don't know the original shit. That. Evolution. Hell yeah. And even Madden, you see them niggas be promoting Justin Jefferson hitting that hoe. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he young, so he gonna reset the wide receiver market.
Yeah, he'll probably be the highest paid receiver. I can see it. Cause he, but that's just the way to.
Vikings ain't got nobody else to
timing,
pay over there.
Yeah, the way timing works, he gonna get paid, but he not gonna win shit. If he wanna win, he gonna have to take a pay cut, and nah, he not gonna take that pay cut.
Not this time. This
receivers time. Never do. What do you? That's why they call receivers prima donnas, because they don't want to take pay cuts.
Well, this is first getting off
I'm gonna say yeah the facts. First deal. Nah, you need all that the first time.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that generational wealth
either.
Now the second time
in this bitch, be my 15 year in the league. I'm a AB on this hoe. You know why I'm here. You came and got me. But hey, you seen they trying to bring the Redskins back as they name?
Hell no, not Kelsey culture.
No, even Native Americans are like they want the name back.
That shit ain't happening, bro. As much as I like the Redskins,
I'm telling you, they signing petitions and everything, bro.
Bro, it's a new age today, bro. You can't do that shit no more.
Yeah, all it is the Redskins.
Exactly,
all they said is the
Native Americans.
But Redskin isn't a racial slur.
Shit, not to the Native Americans. Shit. Not to the woke culture.
I mean, but it's not like a word like nigga or chink or like. Yeah. And
me personally, I fuck with the name.
And
you know what
I
saying?
Mean,
but,
the yeah. Native American population is very small. So I feel like their say in it is not.
You want them?
I'm saying.
They ain't that many of them. So
hell no. I'm not. Hey, if it was.
Hey, so it's only about 10,000. Their opinion don't matter.
They written like.
Oh, you want them niggas.
I'm just saying, bro. Like,
man, it's their land, bro. We took their land. You fucked up.
I'm not saying it's right, bro. But I'm saying, like, it's enough if they have the number of signatures on that bitch, they will allow that shit.
They ain't letting that shit happen, bro. I'm always, it's still a name. Man, America know, man. It's their land, bro. They ain't about to let that shit happen, bro.
Oh, brother. I think they'll just change probably
you
like
see, Columbus Day, that shit damn near about to be a race.
Which one?
Columbus Day. They don't like that nigga.
That nigga should never have a day, honestly. But he's a white, that's a European settler. They, shit.
The only you thing I like about that nigga, I get the day off. That's
you gotta take
thing.
That up with Great Britain. Yeah, you go to school on Columbus Day.
Is it?
Yeah, you just learn about you just yeah. learn about that shit.
Man, fuck the white man.
We had to make boats that day.
I could swear we was off.
Nah. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what we learned about the Nina, the pizza, and the Santa Maria.
Yeah, that's ugly. Happy Columbus Day. All right, bro.
I think they're trying to change the name to it to like.
Yeah, they're trying to change
European
to the Native
Settler,
Americans. Yeah.
European Settler Day or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to say the name Christopher Columbus.
And you talking about they going to put the Redskins back. Nah,
bro. They
bro.
Would put the Redskins back, bro.
And then you trying to say, they pay you really don't matter. Because
they still have the Blackhawks, which is a Native American group.
That shit nah, it's racist.
Oh, my God, bro.
Redskins.
So what, they going to name them the Cherokees? Like, I feel like that's more.
That's a tribe. That ain't like a racial
But they
term.
Got rid of the Indians. The Cleveland Indians. They got rid of them. Now they're the Guardians. You can't use the word Indian. So
I thought it was
like,
the mascot.
It's the red. It's the red.
Because
they
had
picture.
A red, like, redskin Indian. That was, like, kind of
yeah,
racist.
Yeah, but you could do the Redskins and just have a different face on that, huh? They'll change the logo before they.
Woke culture. I just, we just find everything racist.
Is woke culture even real? Remember
you
Black Lives
right.
Matter?
Yes, it is. And then you see they changed that Redskins.
I don't know. Black Lives Matter was a scam. Mm-hmm.
You damn right. Yeah.
I feel like it is. It's just not like blockbuster films no more.
Nah, Comedy Week, man. Shit. That shit dying.
You're not watching the right comedians.
You're going to have to watch that shit on YouTube, go to their channel, but that shit ain't on like.
Yeah.
Only one that's
it's
like.
Not, yeah, it's not as big.
Open or, as, you know, like Rush
yeah.
Hour. You know how them niggas making like racist
yeah,
jokes?
Yeah, you ain't going to have no more Rush
Like,
hour.
You know how everybody was joking? And we was like, all right, that's cool. You know, Jake Chan. Making black jokes.
Yeah.
That nigga was like, oh, that shit
my
funny.
Nigga?
Yeah. Yeah, niggas. What'd you say?
What's up, my nigga?
My nigga? Classy, man. They don't make shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
You
real.
Do that shit now.
Bring that shit
nah,
back,
cancel
man.
That nigga.
Jackie Chan was just one of the real niggas, though. You know, like. It,
yeah, we knew he
few,
wasn't racist. Like,
it's only a few niggas you allowed to say that shit.
Yeah.
But if you give him the pass, shit, Donald Trump. Say that hoe in the movie. Now you like, ah, oh, nah, you done wrong.
See,
nigga.
That's the thing. Now they gonna argue with us, talking about y'all giving that. He get a pass, mm-hmm. But why can't we say it? That's a script. It's like, damn.
Shit, Donald Trump be like, that's what it was written on the paper.
By him.
It's he improvised.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
I've seen that shit, yeah.
Woke culture, played, man, they find everything. They found Jerry Jones in an old-ass picture. Talking about
I
that
mean,
nigga was at the,
You gotta,
the KKK thing. I'm like,
face,
what?
Having white people in blackface, that was a common thing. I don't know why people were surprised by that shit. Like, they way too
so
long.
Let me
like,
ask you this.
Woke culture, I get it, but
let me ask
what you gonna do about it? You already gave that franchise billions of dollars.
So
like,
I got a question for you. Is it right for the younger generation to criticize the older generation? Like, go back. Like
I mean, yeah, that's
for example,
opinion.
Jerry Jones, he did shit in 1950s.
If they don't want to support Jerry Jones, I'm right behind him. Go ahead. Don't support that nigga. Yeah, I don't feel like
no,
they're
saying,
wrong.
Are you feel like
no,
they're wrong.
I feel like they're
that's
wrong.
That's why
at
I was
all.
Getting okay.
That's them, hey, going and doing their research. I'm not mad at it at all. Yeah. They have every right to feel how they want to feel, you know? They like, hey, I don't want to support
so
this
like
guy.
Go half ahead, the shit is a given. Them. Like, we all pretty much knew Jerry Jones probably racist. White billionaire.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, he got a black quarterback.
We'll just say, I know he said the ER a multiple times.
Yeah, that's right. More than half of the white America.
That's why the NFL still like a slave league at the end of the day. Nah, they yeah. Their lease, yeah.
Honestly.
Well, most of the NFL owners are owned by like slave owners, families, like.
So yeah. Until you get rid of that culture, I mean, you know.
Yeah, they ain't gonna get rid of that culture. I mean, it's like a little gang, you know what I'm saying? Compared to like the NBA, baseball, I'm pretty sure they up to date.
I don't know. I feel like.
You don't think the NBA is like the most updated with like today's society?
I feel like it's just more international. So you don't know about their lives.
And it's more of a player lead too. NBA.
Yeah, it's a player's lead.
Yeah. Like the NFL, they would never make it a player lead.
But that's the whole point. They were behind Black Lives Matter, and then they found out Black Lives Matter is a scam. So they was funding somebody that was paying for themselves. So it's like, I mean, yeah, are you pushing? They don't even know if they're really pushing the right narrative. I get what they just have the power to do it. Their owners just give the players the powers to do it because that Players Association just, they know they run the league. And it's like, what you gonna do? You either gonna miss out on millions or really billions of dollars, or you gonna let us put on this t-shirt?
Can the NFL be a player league in the future?
No. It'll never work. Yep. Very much so.
This is why I like the NBA, bro. That shit like some WWE shit, man.
Yeah.
Nah, the NFL got to make something shake, man. They need a Harden. That's what the NFL need, man. They need a Harden.
Even if they were able to get shoe deals.
They need another Antonio Brown. Somebody shake up the league and getting paid hella.
Man, Antonio was, he wasn't even really going at the owners. He was going at his own
players. He called the owner a cracker. He called a Raider owner a cracker. He's still playing.
But that's not really like helping the situation though. That make him look bad. Like,
he was like the closest thing to Harden.
He wasn't. Harden is a professional. That nigga did that whole like, nah, I'm not going to do business. He made it a business thing. Like, no. Yeah, he was going to places nude and shit like that. Like, come on, bro. You that's CTE. Now we can blame CTE on the shit you was doing. Like, you look crazy. I feel now like we can say you a cancer.
Yeah. Y'all see the old Rocket coach? We're talking about Harden.
Yeah.
Like, Harden's the reason why I got fired. He was fat.
He did come to training camp.
He came to training camp and played the beginning of the season.
Lost first 11 games.
Yeah.
Nah, I do blame Kevin McHale, though, still, because he allowed them niggas to shoot them threes, and they all was missing. And he kept letting them shoot them hoes.
But that shit was just funny. He was like, Jay Harden was fat. He got me fired. He did it on purpose.
He did. But he was beefing with Kevin McHale.
Yeah. Somebody was like, that fat nigga was averaging 29 and 87 cooking niggas that year. Like, that was true. He was big, but he was cooking.
Beginning of the year, though, that nigga was looking sloppy.
Yeah. He
turned up once he got the coach he wanted. And once he got D'Antoni, he was like, all right, bet, I'll turn
up. Now looking at it, Harden is a problem. Nigga, dude, we get coaches fired and shit.
I wouldn't say he's a problem.
Shit.
I say he just uses his resources, bro. He uses his resources. He knows how to be professional and what it takes.
Takes to what? Win?
To get what he wants. Brother. Yeah. That's an organization thing. Winning a ring.
His time ticking. I wouldn't call him a loser. He just don't. His career is weird. He don't hoop at the time he need to be hooping. The most credible game this nigga be missing. Or he like give up. It's weird.
I don't even think I could really pin that all on James though. Like,
why not?
Because his teammates play worse. Like, he's losing to literally. Exactly. As a player, that nigga would be the top three, like top five.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the triple double and shit, playoffs, like, it's gonna be gas night. It ain't over yet, though. He's still having like 2010 now, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, I think we talked about
it. I mean, he's even said he's open to going to China. He wants to play in China for a year.
He gonna be the first.
That nigga is well off, bro. Like, he gets 400 mil just from Adidas. Like, he is chilling. Like, he doesn't need NBA money.
He gonna be the first nigga to go to Dubai and play.
He not going to Dubai, bro.
Why not?
He going to China. He said he actually wants to play in China, like, cause he goes to China often.
Harden just following the bag.
Exactly. So it's like,
I like our modern day Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, him and Stephon Marbury. Found his worth to other places. He was like, shit, I'm going to just go here.
Man, I don't know. Harden career.
Where you're wanted. Niggas still going to remember who Harden is.
Yeah, we still remember Harden.
He's still going to be
for the goods and the bad.
Still in NBA top 75. Still going to make the Hall. Still got a bag. Niggas chilling, bro. Like, and that's what the being in that association. That's why the players have so much power. Cause if you're great, like really, and you made your money, like shit, what can you tell that nigga? Cause wherever he goes, he's marketable. Like, they want to see that player, regardless. Like, they don't care about the rest of the team. Like they could sell out a stadium just seeing him. Like soccer, like Messi in Miami. They just want to see Messi, so that's why every game is sold out.
Nah, Messi different. Like, that nigga goated. I didn't realize how cold that nigga was. I knew he was cold, but I ain't never watched soccer until the nigga came over here. I'm like, damn, this nigga is, like, kicking these niggas out. That nigga, oh, ain't he in, like, close to the 40s?
Yeah.
Like, is he damn near scoring a goal every game?
Yeah. He cold. He different. Way different.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I see why they say he the GOAT.
Yeah, him and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
It's a few of them that.
Neymar.
Yeah, it's a few of them.
But Messi, I was like, damn. I see why he like the Michael Jordan of the soccer. They goated.
Yeah.
Shit different. But let's go ahead and hit this intro, man.
Yep.
We back at it with another episode. Welcome to Cozy Couch with your hosts. Kevin Dev.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Back at it. Got a lot to discuss, man.
Yeah, it's been a wild week, surprisingly. One of them weird.
Yeah, it has been a weird week, man.
Yeah.
A lot of shit going on.
Weird shit just been happening, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of weird shit.
Yeah. Found out Lil Tay wasn't dead.
Yeah, update alert.
Her nor her brother was dead, apparently.
Damn. Cloud was a hell of a drum, man. Yeah. I don't know what happened with that situation, but thank God she alive.
But absolutely.
That shit crazy.
Yeah. This weird shit been happening. I know Uzi was naked on that album cover, though, bro.
That's how we started off.
I'm telling you, a whole bunch of weird shit been happening, bro. I'm not tweaking. A whole bunch of weird shit been happening, bro. Like, this weird shit. Like,
I ain't looked too much into it. Then niggas start talking about it. I was like.
Then I looked at the album cover. I was like, wait. Is that nigga naked?
Yeah.
Because I only seen it, like, from a distance. Like.
But wasn't Bar 6 Young Thug naked?
Yeah.
So I was like. That, I ain't think he was going to do the same, bro.
I didn't know he was naked on that hoe. Then it clicked in my head. Like, oh, he was naked. That's why people was talking about that shit back then.
They some wild niggas, like, man. Bar 16, though, man.
Yeah. I can't even say I'm excited for the album no more, but.
They're going to black out the cover.
Put a new cover on that hoe.
Yeah. What the hell you got on? Nah, he wild for that. That nigga really taking the Young Thug co-play all the way. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know what went through this nigga head to be the Young Thug right this year.
Shit, it's no Thug, so he got to be Thug. You feel me?
No, we don't want him. He need to be Uzi.
Like when Gucci had got locked up, and boys is trying to be Gucci, but they couldn't.
Why don't we just leave Thug alone? And we just go on his vote and just let him drop albums in the vote. I know he got hella songs, man. We don't need a whole Uzi being Thug.
I don't think he really gonna like mimic everything as Thug.
Shit, have you heard the leaks?
Jeez, but some of the leaks don't even. The leaks I heard, he didn't sound like Thug, you know.
The leaks I heard, I was like, damn, this nigga sound is
damn near Thug. I'm like,
nigga, what? But I'm still waiting for the album. Album cover. I hope that's not the official album cover. I hope that was just like a little promo video.
Yeah.
I mean, picture. I'm just waiting for Uzi to drop that shit, man. That's all I can say on that. It's weird.
Yeah.
What else weird shit? Oh, the Bobby shit.
Yeah, that was another weird thing. I told you that girl was an industry plant, bro. Y'all over here talking about, nah, she's credible. And I'm like, all
right,
bro.
You're right. I'll
she out
that.
Here spilling the beans in interviews and shit.
Yeah, that shit was check. Weird, what you said about Yachty, talking about he was awkward. Like, your whole thing, your whole podcast is based on being awkward.
Awkward, exactly.
She said that, yeah. I didn't like how she said
that. She got that bag. Now she can say what she want to say.
Yeah. Or, you know, she by her kind.
Honestly, I just felt like she was just being unprofessional, bro. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird, the way she was kind of bashing Yachty, talking about he was weird. He ain't say nothing to her. I mean, she trying to, like, kind of check him on the show, on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Ask him, like, why you didn't say nothing to me before the podcast and shit. I don't know, man. She's very weird.
Industry plant.
Yeah. And then, how you feel about her deleting her podcast with Drake?
I don't want to be, like, the shade room or nothing. But I heard about some weird shit of why that happened.
We talking about weird shit, man. I'm staying on topic.
I mean, she ain't go home that same night, apparently.
I mean, was the interview like 3 o'clock in the morning, they said?
Yeah, it was pretty late. In Memphis or something like that? Yeah.
Nigga was sleeping in an arena. Yeah. That's when you know you're fucking rich. I'm just thinking about that shit. I'm like, damn. I guess like arena. All niggas that's like, in that tax bracket, close to a bill or damn near worth a bill, they just sleep in arenas when they travel.
They sleep where they want to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Kanye West did the same shit. Remember when he was just living in Atlanta?
Yeah, the Mercedes. Yeah.
Arena for like a good week or two. That shit was wild. Like,
I mean, they got showers, all like, that shit. Like,
just think about how much that shit is. Like, I wonder how much they paid for that. Like, I mean, nigga said, fuck a hotel. Nigga, I'm sleeping in an arena.
Hey, because I mean, like,
stadium.
You got to think it's a vacation for them. So it's like, shit, I'll spend $100K for this vacation. Or I'll spend a meal for this vacation, you know? Can you like,
imagine just staying
different
at a
tax
stadium?
Bracket, you know? Like,
nigga had their own bed in that bitch. Like, both some niggas.
Different
that
tax
shit,
bracket,
wild.
Bro.
Yeah, that's but different. Yeah. They gonna hop on the football field in the middle of the night. We'll play catch. Yeah.
Went to go hoop.
Yeah, that's goals right there, man. Sleep in a stadium. Yeah.
Shit, who else did that? Chad Ochocinco did that with the Bengals. But
like,
he was actually
a player.
On the team.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking, these niggas are rappers and they got no affiliate with the team or nothing. Niggas said, fuck it. I'm just gonna bring my bed, sleep in a fucking, I don't even know where they were sleeping at. Some room.
Probably back room.
Yeah.
It's a
they
big
got a
stadium.
Thousand rooms, yeah. But yeah. It's just wild. Yeah. And that nigga did an interview in the stadium. Nigga got money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. But, yeah.
Overall, it's a lot of weird shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. We are getting close to October, so, you know. Maybe that's what it is. It's the cool air, you feel me? It's football season, you know. You never know what's going to happen, man.
You're right. A lot of weird shit, man. What else weird shit happened with a sweep?
I don't even know. I was about to go on a rant, but we ain't even gonna talk about that.
What you about to talk about?
Nah. I was about to go on a rant on 2K, so I don't even want to talk about them niggas.
Oh, 2K? We could talk about quick, but it's on you, man.
Nah.
I'm going to say, fuck 2K. My bad.
You already know, watch.
Yeah.
HR going to have a
count your days. Count your days, 2K. That's what I meant to say. Count your days. Count your fucking days.
Yeah. Man. But what's really been happening? I mean, you got Shannon Sharp joining
Stephen A.
Stephen A, yeah.
For Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense because he has his own schedule going. But I don't know. I just don't like that. Like, he only there for 2 days. But
it's weird. And why Monday and Tuesday? But I understand it because ESPN, they're cutting budgets. So I'm pretty
probably
sure.
So he don't have to fly back and forth. Like, it's like, all right, I'm fly here, be here for 2 days, and fly back wherever he live. Because I don't think he lives in L.A., does he?
Yeah. I want to say that their show, the Skip and Shannon show, was in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Most of the show is in L.A. or I know ESPN, they got in Connecticut. Their headquarters in Connecticut. But most of the time they're in L.A. Okay. When they're doing their shows.
Well, I don't know then. He probably just...
But he got the podcast. Like, podcasts are changing everything now. Yeah. Like, Stephen A. podcast is doing well. Shannon Sharp, he already got his, like, fan base in podcasting. Yeah,
Club Shay Shay.
And they got their own
apparently
pack,
that was, like, Fox-owned Club Shay Shay.
Oh, no.
So that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But I just know he got that going. And I'm pretty sure he's making a bag. You know, YouTube getting
a bag. He's well. He's well taken care of.
Facts. They getting a bag from podcasting.
Facts.
So, or he could be doing another show that we don't know about. That could be in the works, too. I mean,
yeah.
Because it's kind of weird Monday and Tuesday. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got something cooking up.
Probably so. But
you looking forward to it?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to both him and Skip. Skip got Richard Sherman.
And Lil Wayne on Fridays.
Yeah, Lil Wayne on Friday.
Actually, it's great. Actually, it's great because I can watch Lil Wayne on Friday and then Monday and Tuesday, tap in, Stephen A.
Facts. Because I don't even think First Take comes on Fridays.
I want to say it does.
Does it come on Friday?
It doesn't matter because Shannon ain't going to be on there. Yeah. So.
Maybe I'm thinking of the weekends or some shit.
Yeah, weekend. They take a break on the weekends.
Yeah. That should be interesting. I'm actually, I'm going to tune into that just to see what they say.
And they only said during the football season. I wonder if he's going to be on there like basketball season.
Who? Shannon Sharp?
Yeah. Because they said during the football season, he'll be there Monday through Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, is he going to still be with them for basketball or is this only like a... His contract only football. For the NFL season.
They probably still working it out. See how it goes. See what the viewership is like. And maneuver it.
It should be a lot of views, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be real interesting.
The other weird shit was Tyler Perry. So he wasn't able to buy BET from Paramount.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. They said it was lowball. They want $3 million. And he offered $2 million.
That's how I know I'm not making enough money yet, bro.
Yeah.
Bro said $2 billion is a low ball.
You can have this shit.
BET's in the dumps.
You said $2 million? Nigga, what? I think I hit.
Yeah, but said $3 million and we'll take it. Like,
I'll be living life like GTA.
Like, I don't think people really understand. Like, they negotiating billions on, like, this is like just some side shit. Like, the owners of this shit are talking, like, you know how many billions you have to be like, all right, well, I'll give you $2 billion. Like, that means you have leftover billions, bro. Like, lots that you have funded in other places. But they do say that Atlanta, that Black Hollywood that he has in Atlanta, is like, booked up for the next 3 years. And they do a lot of the Marvel movies out there. So, he for sure bred it.
Yeah, he got that whole Atlanta, like, Hollywood. I mean, that shit big as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit huge. And like you said, that shit all booked up. I want to go on a tour and see it. Because you could take tours to go see that shit.
For real?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Long story short, that nigga got money.
Yeah, too much money. Cause I'm like, I'm taking that $2 billion. Like, shit, you can have this channel.
I think we all know the reason why. Yeah, yeah. That's not a topic.
Yeah, facts. He ain't got the right
complexion. I'm pretty sure somebody else offered them $2 billion, $1 billion. They would have sold it.
Facts.
But
the lighter complexion.
Yeah, man. That's different topics, man. Like Jeff Bezos or somebody.
Jeff, oh, you want it for one? Okay. Okay, Jeff. Okay.
Half a bill? Got you.
Anything for you, Jeff.
Keep it in a circle. Nah, but hope so. I wonder who's going to buy it, but I don't know. They might keep it.
Yeah, because if they...
They losing money.
That's so what I'm saying. Like, I'm wondering who really going to buy that shit from them.
$3 billion is crazy because, like, the profits from BET, from what I was reading the reports, is trash. Like,
nobody's like, watching that, like, shit no more.
They said even when Tyler Perry offered $2 billion, that was overpriced because he was going to lose a hell of a lot of money trying to get that shit off the ground again.
Exactly. He's going to have to revamp the whole network.
Exactly. I mean, is he going to invest a lot? Okay, right now BET is just playing hella reruns. So.
That's all they play.
Yeah, I mean,
reruns and award shows. That's it. Like,
that shit crazy.
Like, I guess if you wanna keep this channel,
yeah,
shit, they gonna keep going in debt.
Yeah. No, else weird shit, man.
What happened?
Tell me what. The other day, bro. Kanye West dropped a new interview with Nick Cannon.
I didn't watch it yet.
The weirdest shit, bro. I woke up and then seen that shit. Like, you know how like videos be like premiering?
Yeah.
And that shit was live at like 7:30 or 8. I'm like, what the fuck? Nigga did this under the radar.
It was a morning show? It was his morning show?
It was like, I think Nick Cannon podcast.
Yeah.
And it was Kanye West. Like, is this recent? Hey, that's sure enough. That shit was real. I'm like, what the fuck? But I sat there and watched that shit for like 45 minutes.
What was he talking about?
And Kanye talking about abortion.
He on that presidential run.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Kanye West. He's like, I understand what you're trying to say, but you could have said it a different way. There's another way to say this. But I mean, he sounds like he's in better health.
Better health, yeah.
And most importantly,
you got to think, bro. He's in a environment. I don't know too many people that's got out a Kardashian home and was just okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like everybody got to go through their phase of repairment and, you know, getting back on their feet.
Didn't the dad, Bruce?
Yeah, he turned into a woman.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Damn.
Reggie Bush was different for a little bit, you know.
Tristan.
Still going through some things, you know. Lamar Odom went through some things.
Oh, damn, I forgot about Lamar.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Probably just re-uploaded that hoe or something. Get a little moneymaker real quick. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Got me.
That's
I was good. Like, why the fuck they premiering that shit? Hell yeah. But I'm glad it's old.
About to say, please don't say Kanye's still on this shit.
Shout out to the man behind the camera, man. HR, man.
Stat checker, fact checker, for yeah. Sure.
You know us, we're getting them YouTube
stats. Twitter facts, ain't Twitter always.
Twitter facts, man. Ain't always. Get you every time.
I'm saying, man.
Hey, facts. Man, Twitter facts.
But yeah, we just gotta, I don't know. I feel like, in the media world, and I feel like it's kind of because the music is slow right now. I mean, everybody just playing Travis, so it's not really.
You ain't
like,
jamming Trippie Redd?
No, not even about to sugarcoat that.
What do you mean, Trippie? Bro, you see niggas on that nigga ass because apparently a couple years ago, this nigga dropped a video talking about trash artists gonna sell 30K, and then he's selling 30K now. He on pace to sell 32. So people are talking about his karma and shit. Cause he was like bashing people that was selling 30K a couple years ago when he on top.
Yeah. But I mean, if you were selling 30K in COVID years, hey, you got another thing. That's different. We ain't got nothing to do but listen to music.
Yeah. I'm about to say everybody's numbers was up like during COVID, like 2020.
That was inflation.
Yeah, facts. Nigga was easily going over 100K.
Like, what they doing over 100K?
Hell yeah, because they see some wild shit. I'm like, what? Yeah. I want to say Polo G went over 100K. Like,
Polo G numbers are actually crazy.
I know.
Polo G's the only nigga that has like double platinum for every album he has out.
Him and Rob Wave.
Nah, like it's just him. Rob Wave doesn't have every album.
No,
I think that PTSD. I don't think that one's double platinum.
I just seen something where he every album went platinum for him.
No, not platinum, double platinum.
Oh, double platinum. No, I don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's been a few that have like I think like eight of them that have like all of them at least platinum. Because I think even Jay-Z's on that list.
I seen he gonna drop something, Polo G, next month. Yeah, I'm not the biggest Polo G fan, so.
He sounds
the same on every song.
Yeah, I'm curious to how he gonna sound. I mean, he has some good songs.
I already know what he's gonna sound like. A whole bunch of pianos.
An auto-tune. Piano and auto-tune. That's his formula.
You damn right. I mean, each his own, man, but hey.
Yeah, I'm more excited for that Rod Wave coming back. I know it's getting cold outside. Rod Wave about to drop.
Yeah, Rod Wave dropping. Oh, talking about albums tonight, man. Rocket Power dropping tonight, yeah, man.
Quavo.
Apparently got Young Thug Future on there.
Yeah. I get it. You know, Thug in jail. So it's like hype about whatever verse. It's an old verse, bro. I 9 times out of 10, bro. That hook will be an old ass verse.
I don't know. Thug Future has been eating. He ate on Trap album. Yeah, I know that's an old verse.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be an old verse, bro. Like, it could be decent. Could be decent. This nigga's going to try to act like, oh, Thug is back type shit. Like,
well, she had a Gunna verse, man. But
oh, brother.
What do you mean?
Fuck Quavo you mean never had a Gunna verse, bro.
Want to hear crazy stats, man? Want to hear a Gunna stat?
I already know what song it's going to be about. So
you damn
ahead.
Right. Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean still in the top 10. And guess what? Travis Scott not even in the top 10.
But he has like 8 in the top 100. Like top 25,
we talking
actually.
Top 10.
But top 25, he has 8.
Which is crazy. I thought Trav would have top 10 song.
I think the
Telekinesis.
Yeah, and I think that's at like 12.
Okay, I know a lot of SZA.
Yeah. He has like 12, 17.
I'm really surprised he's not in the top 10. Especially like, well, Meltdown, that's not really a radio song.
Oh, yeah, Meltdown is like 11.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, he has like I'm saying, he has 8 in the top 25, bro. Like,
you talking top 10, bro. Gunna's still in the top 10, bro.
I guess. I'm not talking about like rap charts. I'm just talking about like all.
Yeah, I'm talking about all. Yeah. Like, yeah, top 10. Gunna is still number 5.
What's his other songs?
Hey, that
yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying, bro. Like,
hey, fuck you, man. I had the best song on the album, man. I just want to throw that out
there.
That's
saying otherwise. I don't know.
Hey, man.
Maybe they not hearing what you hearing on them lyrics.
They want to argue about Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick's still in the top 25.
No, I'm just starting shit.
We
ain't about to start that, bro. I'm just starting shit.
Yeah, you don't want to argue that one.
I'm saying CJ was right, man.
About what?
We gonna say that first Sunday. Man, we on week 2 of preseason, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Who played today? Eagles, Browns.
Yeah.
Good matchup.
UCLA quarterback went crazy again.
Did he?
Yeah, he had like over 120 yards first half.
Yeah, I did see him launch now. Eagles have a lot of young talent, though.
Like, I have the goddamn Georgia team on their fucking
roster. Yeah, bro. I'm like, how did they allow this shit, bro? Like,
the Georgia Bulldogs, man. Like, for real, man. You know how they always say LSU Bengals? Nah, yeah. Georgia Eagles. They got everybody over there.
Yeah, they do have a lot. A lot. That whole defense damn near Georgia.
Them dogs.
Yeah, it was a good game, though. I don't know. Final score. But last time I checked, Eagles were
it
up.
Was like 8-3.
Nah, Eagles had went down and scored.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Damn.
So it might be like 10-8.
Probably don't say like that. My parlay might be fucked up.
You had Browns winning?
You damn right.
Damn.
I wish the UCLA nigga would have played a little more. He was cooking.
Yeah. You should have bet the point spread.
It was 3.5, so it's no point. Yeah. Get more money on money line. But we ain't talking about gambling right now. We don't promote that on this podcast.
Lucky.
Until we get endorsed, man, by Prize Picks or somebody.
Shit. Well, Prize Picks, if you're watching.
Hey, any of them, man.
But so who you excited to see tomorrow then? Or Saturday?
Texans.
Texans, Dolphins.
Dolphins. Might actually go to that game.
Who else is playing?
Cowboys and Seahawks. That is a late game.
Oh, brother. I'm not watching that. I'm not even going to cap.
Nah, they play late. It's like, a Saturday like night. Nine. Oh, yeah, they play late. That shit. I might be on all. Man.
I'd rather play Madden than watch Cowboys play.
Even though I don't like the Cowboys, I will say they're very entertaining to watch.
Dak not playing, so you're not even going to see what you want to see. Yeah. You just want to see Dak throw a pick.
I just want to be right. Mary, I'll tell you that bit, man.
Yeah.
Nick, 10
like, picks by week 8 is crazy, though. Like,
believe it.
Damn, Dak, if you do that shit, I can't ever say
it. I think they ain't going to throw more than 10 a season. The only way that's not happening if he get hurt. Let's be for real, man. Like, last year, he missed hella games. He still led the NFL in picks.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And then you seen all his training camps. I see him getting dogged in practice.
Yeah. It has been rough.
Yeah.
Been rough.
And he on the hot seat. So, I don't know. Yeah. He don't make nothing to shake this time. I think Jerry Jones will make that call.
I don't know. I think Jerry Jones, that's his guy, man.
Nah,
Jerry Jones be behind his quarterback.
Jerry want to see one more championship before he get out of here, man.
Before he kick the bucket?
Yeah. He die happy, man. For real. I know what's going through Jerry's head, man. Got to see these niggas.
Got to get one more.
One more. I bought this big-ass stadium.
That's all I need is one.
He said, I spent all this bread for this big-ass stadium, and I ain't seen one. We gotta win one.
In Jerry's world, yeah, he gotta see one.
He gotta see one. And I'm kind of rooting for him to at least see one.
He ain't gonna win it with that lineup. I'm gonna say
that.
Yeah,
man. They might well just take.
See Zeke in that Patriots uniform, though.
Yeah.
Watch. Hey, one thing I know about Bill Belichick, that nigga, he finds a way to get efficiency out of every player on his
fullback.
Team. You say fullback?
Yes.
He is not a fullback, bro.
Why not?
Just because he's big, he a fullback?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Give Zeke 2 years.
Bro, I think he didn't cut down.
No, he didn't, bro. You see that? I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, he definitely lost weight.
All he did was cut his hair. I'm weak.
He's still the same bullshit. All right, bro.
Nah, Bill Belichick going to get him right, bro.
Fullback.
You're insane.
They go get out there in goal line.
He might be in there in goal line, but he ain't going to be no fullback.
Damn near.
Zeke don't even block like that.
He going to learn. They'll go, hey, this last chance you for this nigga. For real, nigga. You don't make nothing to shake for the Patriots. Your ass out the lead. You know it. Everybody know it in the room. Patriots, yeah. Last chance you right now. You see what they did to Cam. It's last chance you for that nigga, bro. That nigga don't do nothing with Bill. He out.
Oh, my gosh.
So, fullback.
Definitely not going to make something shake at fullback.
Shit. Just get down and goal line, bro.
Fourth and ones and fourth and inches.
Anybody going to shit not stop you. Get 1 yard. Last chance you for that. Nah, I'm wishing the best for him, though. For real.
Yeah.
Hope he go on a little revenge tour, but... Right now, it ain't looking like it.
Oh, man.
We'll see, though. Last chance you for a member. Hot seat.
Yeah, he is in a hot seat.
Yo, him and boy Dak.
Yeah, they both in a hot seat.
Yeah. The only good thing about Dak, he could play probably another team.
Yeah, Dak got
Zeke,
another chance.
I don't know.
Dak got another chance. Just he in a hot seat, but he still got another chance on another squad.
Zeke, I don't know if he cares because he already got the big-ass contract. He should still be a running back, too. Yeah, so.
Like we were saying earlier, the league don't care about running backs.
Exactly.
No,
that's why I said last chance you for that.
That's so tough, man.
It really is.
That's so.
And I like Zeke, but I think he got that money, got a little chunky, and stopped running the ball.
Was feed Zeke when it got too big.
Hell yeah, and they got the stomach tattoo. Nigga was just doing wild shit.
That's some real fat nigga shit, too.
Yeah, it was.
Get the stomach tat. Like.
And me just thinking, the mindset of the owner, that's why we don't pay niggas. They do shit like this.
Shit. That's true. Yeah, shit, you can say the same for the NBA, though. Every time they go get that, that's how you know an NBA player got his check. That whole thing cleared. Because that would come back with a sleeve or something.
But it's player league, bro. The owners need the players. Like you said, they can get a bag from Nike.
Yeah.
The same amount as that contract.
Facts.
So they could do that. They could talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of talking shit, you seen Ant lately?
Oh, yeah.
That nigga's on a.
He one of them.
Yeah, that nigga's on a heroic run right now. I don't know what he's on.
You got to be the leader, man. That Team USA, I like it, man. Yeah. B.I., I'm a little disappointed in B.I. I ain't seen no highlights of B.I. yet. And he the oldest.
I mean, I've been seeing, like, practice highlights. I haven't seen, like, games.
Yeah, I haven't seen a game.
Yeah, nah, I don't even think he really care, though.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about I'm thinking about that shit, too. I'm like, damn, he is the oldest. And, like, y'all expect that nigga to be the T-captain. Like,
yeah, be out there just to be the camaraderie. Like, he's like, you know, just listen to coach, man. I don't want to have to get on your head.
Yeah, what bro. Coach said, man. All right, bro.
I'll be the example of, like, just don't be a fool, man. You know, like, B.I., he really don't need to turn up because everybody else is hungry. So, it's like, really chilling. Like,
I've been saying Austin like Reeves cook.
Yeah. B.I. kind of remind me of, like, when Melo was on the USA team.
Melo was cooking in the USA.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, just... You watch the Redeem team. Yeah, everybody else is going at 5 o'clock in the morning. That nigga said, nah, that's too early, man. I ain't going to cap. I ain't going to no 5. I catch y'all at that 9 o'clock practice, though. I lock
well, that
in.
Was Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Kobe like, shit, we waking up early. And then Brian was like, oh, Kobe doing it. Yeah. I think we all should do it.
Then everybody did it.
Yeah, D-Wade. Yeah.
Melo said, nah, y'all tripping. I respect it, though.
I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel Melo, man. Nigga, we got all the all-star. Why the fuck we doing this?
That's what B.I.'s like. B.I.'s like, I don't know. We kind of talented. I'm going to just chill. I'm here if you need me.
Oh, God. Lock in.
But, yeah, I like what I'm seeing from Ant, though. I think he might turn the corner this year.
I hope.
The way he talking, I don't...
Wasn't he an all-star last year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, the future bright for the NBA.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They some superstars.
Yep.
Jalen, he been balling too.
Yeah.
Knicks got them one. They need another... Yeah, they need to match him with somebody, though. They need to get really... Julius, they need to trade him for Zion.
Who, Julius Randle?
Yes, get him off the team.
I mean, he's not bad. He just
hot seat.
Somebody just needs to put him in his place of like, bro. You're not the number one player on this squad.
He's on the hot seat too.
Why?
Why?
I don't think the Knicks really looking for a chip, bro. Like,
I think they are. I mean, they got a good guard that actually can get buckets now. But RJ Barrett coming around now. They really just need a big man. Julius Randle, he just chucking up threes and causing the, I don't know what the fuck he doing out there.
Kind of remind me of Embiid, but
Embiid a little different, man.
How
he could dominate in the paint? He just
he
don't shoot.
Absolutely, but he don't.
Yeah, but he not like Julius. Julius would shoot you out the damn game.
Joel Embiid won't.
Nah, he would shoot a couple and then he was like, "All right, get your big ass in the paint."
And then he came back from that injury. That nigga looked like he was shooting about the game. I ain't gonna cap. That conference second round playoff run, I don't know.
You were
shooting a lot of threes that game.
You and your boy Harden, man. Harden and Joel, man. They said ain't no help. That's another topic, man.
But nah, for real though, I don't think the Knicks as an organization are really looking for a chip, bro. They gonna sell out seats regardless.
I think they looking for a chip. If they get Zion. They should trade for Zion.
Didn't Zion just get a stripper pregnant? I don't know, bro. What that mean, I don't know. Bro? He locked in, bro. He can't be the guy neither.
Man, first of all, even though he got the Dallas stripper pregnant, bro, he should be more motivated because, shit, he worried about child support. So now he going to be hooping more, bro. That's motivation.
Deal. He got a Jordan deal, bro. He's been getting that since his first year in the league. He's chilling. He's not worried about money.
Bro, it's going to be motivation, bro. He need to get out of New Orleans because the food too damn good, bro. That's why. And close to Dallas and Houston. So you need to get away from the South, man. Take your ass to the North. And be around New York fans, that's going to motivate him to play. Oh, or take your ass to Portland, where ain't shit up there. Ain't no hoes. Yeah, but get your ass out of New Orleans, bro.
Zion chilling, man.
Yeah. Like he said in the interview with Gibbons, he's like, the food was good. Can't really diet. I'm young. I got hella money.
That interview is still funny to this day with him and B.I., and now that he got that stripper pregnant, he's like, why you like Dallas so much? And he's like, it's good people in Dallas.
I like Dallas. All right, bro. Fuck with hoes, man. Lock in.
That shit is crazy.
But I ain't mad at him, man. If I was, what, 23 with 200 mil, and I'm in New Orleans, food good.
Shit. But you got to think, are you trying to be the best or are you just living comfortably?
Living comfortably? I mean, it's your generation. Like Gilbert said, you get your bag, man.
But Gilbert was still trying to be the best. Gilbert took pay cuts.
Yeah, but his was injuries too, so I bet that took effect, him just being in the house and shit.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say that he was just, like, messing around, because I could tell that nigga love hooping type shit.
Yeah.
And he still made the All-Star game. He still get buckets when he play.
Yeah. He just got a walking double-double. Like,
yeah, I mean, like
26 and 12 off.
I'm about to say he a 25 and 10 player. I mean, he gonna get you 25, 10 damn near every night.
Yeah.
If you're healthy.
Any given night.
He just gotta lose weight. And
that's with the weight. That's with anything. Like,
you just take care of your body.
Looks out of shape. 25 and 10.
He need to lock in with my boy LeBron, man. Get his body right, man. Or somebody. Take care of his body.
He's really, I feel like he's just bottom heavy naturally.
Yeah.
And so.
Feel like a DN.
Yeah.
Shit crazy.
Built weird. So, like, when he, like you say, you eating good, it's just going to feed into that.
He said it. He's like, shit, you know, just eating good. Hard to diet.
Ooh, I thought of something. You heard about that Kristaps?
Chris who?
Kristaps Porzingis.
Porzingis.
Yeah, with the Celtics.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has some injury, like.
I'm about to say, isn't he hurt?
Yeah. I don't even think he's going to be able to play, bro, like. I told boys he's not the answer. I don't know why.
He was good, but he just got.
Man, ain't played a full year in 7 years. He ain't played a full year since what? The Knicks?
Yeah, the Knicks overworked him. Then, you know, them 7-footers, you know, once you get an injury, you just keep getting hurt.
Worse and worse.
Yeah, the only one that kind of avoided is like KD.
Shit, but KD, like a unicorn. Keys.
But he the only person that, like, kind of recovered from that shit.
Oh, yeah. But he's never been, like, he don't have to be in the paint because he's not a center.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he going to take less bang-bang plays, you know. But it's tough. I don't know what they going to do now, though. The Celtics, because.
They still got young Nudy down there, Robert Williams. I want to say they still got Al.
Al about to be 50, bro.
Hey, man. Not enough for Al. I said the same shit, but his old ass be running down that court. I'm like, damn, Al is still moving.
Al not about to lead you to no chip, bro.
Why are we talking about basketball? I am happy that Batum is retiring. Finally.
Yeah, finally.
I would say that.
I forgot he was in the league. Like, what are you
doing? Oh, I didn't forget. I was like, every time I turn on the Clippers, like, well, how the fuck is Batum still in the game? Like, he's in the lead and Melo not? You tell me that Batum is still in the lead and DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall damn near out the lead.
Batum was asking for what, $3 million compared to
bro. Nigga wearing ankle 20, socks. 30? Nigga wearing ankle socks still in the lead. This is ugly.
His paycheck was smaller. You it's not my NBA, man. We talked about this, Dev. That money it matters, bro. Like, I can afford to keep you in the league because you'll take the lead, the vet minimum.
But that nigga actually getting playing in right time.
Of course. Kawhi's not playing and PG's not playing.
It's Clippers.
Who's gonna play? Somebody got to get out here. Somebody got to get on the court. End of the day, but I'm glad Batum. You know, he had a.
What are you about to say? Career, he had a. long. And he can't career. Say that nice. He had a long career. No, he did, man. Great role player, man. Been a Leaf for fucking forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't believe he's made it this far, but.
And the reason why John Wall's not in the league is I seen him in the Drew League. He couldn't even get buckets in that league. So, of course, he's not going to get buckets in the NBA. I'm tired of this John Wall thing. Let's keep it a stack.
Hey, I was on the same page. I was like,
he couldn't John get 15 Wall, no. in the Drew League.
You seen when he crossed old boy?
Yep, and break the mid-range. It's cool. Good mix. Make your shots.
Yeah, that jump shot was bad. I was like, damn, John.
No, it looked ugly.
Yeah, John might be out of there. He cooked. Send that ass to Puerto Rico.
And he makes Jaime. Like, Jaime cool, but he also like a big man.
Yeah, rookie too. It was a nice crossover.
Yeah, nobody said you couldn't dribble. Go play for the Harlem Globetrotters, then you let it dribble.
No, that's wild. That's disrespectful, bro. You talking crazy. You talking crazy.
You want to dribble? I'm just saying, bro.
Man, you about to get CJ started, man. You talking crazy. Oh, man. I agree with John Wall. Not be in the lead right now until he figure out how to be a team player.
Yeah. I mean, even with the Stephen A, when he's saying Boogie Cousins could be a top five player in the league right now, he could if he like wanted to, but
his is different. His injuries,
yeah, like he got then, injuries and like
the attitude thing. I don't think he really had an attitude problem.
Yeah, I don't feel as though it was an attitude thing. I feel like it was a all right. How long am I really gonna be in the league? I'm taking a lot of painkillers. I'm doing a lot of recovery. I'm not gonna play a lot of games in the season. What's the point of this? I already made my chips. He already won with Golden State. So, I mean, he's really chilling. Like, you're like, it's not. He didn't vouch to be like, oh, no, I should.
Well,
be
he didn't win
like
in Golden State.
Oh, he didn't? No. He was on the year they lost?
Maybe he was chasing rings, but unfortunately for him, he didn't win.
Oh, that was the year everybody got hurt.
Yep.
Ah, yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, because he got switched to a couple teams that was on championship teams and didn't win. Because Mary, he was with the Lakers.
Yeah.
When they
Wait,
won.
He was in the Lakers with the bubble, though.
They cut him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Try to get that ring.
Oh, well. But regardless, he had a great career.
He'd probably like be back in the NBA. Somebody give him a chance. Nah. He balling in Puerto Rico.
You done, bro.
Nah, he going to come back.
For what?
What do you mean?
He, bro.
You heard what Stephen A said? Top five. Healthy DeMarcus is working. He number three behind Jokic and Joel. He working cat. We seen that shit happen plenty times.
He working cat for how long, though? Not the full game.
Shit. He bodying cat.
Maybe a quarter.
Nah. Cat soft in the paint.
You're not going to run up and down the court with cat, though.
Even then, what cat going to do with the ball?
Cat can still score.
But DeMarcus can hold him.
Not no full game. We'll see, though.
Yeah, we'll see, man.
We going to get out of here, man. Make sure y'all hit that like, share, subscribe button. You feel me? Thank y'all for tuning in with the Cozy Couch.
Yes, sir. Peace. Thank you.